So when you hear about the survey we did of the oncologists, I was kind of surprised, actually. It was really focused on the type of testing they do. This is actually the project that Emmanuel was part of. It wasn't just prostate. It was also, we were looking at colorectal and breast. And we wanted to see what kind of testing they were doing. And particularly in metastatic disease, particularly as they ran out of options. And so first of all, it probably won't surprise you to see that we saw a lot of testing, a lot of NGS being used. But what really surprised me, specifically in prostate, I'm going to tell you what we saw, which was not only are they looking for BRCA aggressively and finding it and using PARP inhibitors, but the thing that really surprised me is, at least in their assessment, I don't remember exactly, I think we had like 40 cases of people who'd gotten PARP inhibitors from general medical oncologists and community-based practice. And we said, did the patient respond or not? And a high fraction, more than 33%, like 75% almost, at least from the point of view of the physician, they thought the patient responded. And we were like, well, what's going on here? Are PARP inhibitors more effective than we thought? I mean, obviously it's biased in a way, you know, we're just asking people.
Of course, yeah.
But it brought up the question of whether or not maybe even trials underestimate the benefit. You know, when you think about the waterfall plot, sometimes you see a great waterfall plot, but the response rate's not that high.
Yeah.
And I don't know, for example, in the PROFOUND trial, did you have a waterfall plot?
We did not have it for the...
I didn't see it in the presentation.
The data, yeah, not in that. There will be more data that will be presented.
But do most people go down?
Well, there is, again, like anything else, there is a bell-shaped curve.
Is it?
And so you get people with benefit and those who don't, and then you have people in between. So this data should be coming out.